Fox News contributor calls for red flag laws after Catholic school shooting in Minnesota, which already has red flag laws. By A.W.R. Hawkins on August 27, 2025. Fox News contributor Paul Morrill reacted to the Minneapolis Catholic school shooting by pushing red flag laws. He did not note that Minnesota already has a red flag law. Breitbart News reported on the shooting as details began to emerge, noting that an unknown number of people had been shot. The shooting occurred just before 8:30 a.m. and the shooter had three guns, a rifle, a pistol, and a shotgun. While covering the developing news on the incident during a live Fox News broadcast, Morrow referenced the attacker, saying, "Should this person have had a gun?" He continued, "I know very staunch Second Amendment advocates who totally agree with red flag laws. Crazy people should not have guns, period. Your right to a gun is not universal, it's not sacrosanct." Morrow said there are limits on gun ownership and that they need to be muscularized. He did not note Minnesota already has a red flag law, a law which Mike Bloomberg affiliated Every Town for Gun Safety refers to as an extreme risk law. Minnesota's red flag law did not prevent the Catholic school shooting, just as New York's red flag law did not prevent the July 28, 2025, Manhattan shooting or the August 9, 2025, Times Square shooting or the August 17, 2025, Brooklyn Hookah Lounge shooting. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Dan Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a PhD in military history. Follow him on X, at R. Hawkins. You can sign up to get downrange at breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at rhawkins@breitbart.com.